Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I was so scared that when we did that Galleria thing, that Fresh was going to ask me, how many wins do you think this year? And I was going to have to say at a Kings event, 40, 41. let's get Charismatic in here.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, man, he's back with us. Charismatic, what's good, boy?
Man, I'm back. That's even me. I'm sorry.
You're good.
It's all good. It's all good.
And also, man, I was looking for y'all last night. I did not find you.
So real quick, the Charismatic, don't go anywhere. We were talking about the Galleria thing. Come through, scan the QR code. I grossly misunderstood what they wanted people to do. Uh-huh. I thought we were at a table, like there was a Sacramento Food Bank table who we're working with for Run to Feed the Hungry. Right. I thought that's what, you know, come see me. Katie's with me. Scan the code, win some prizes. No, the code appears on the big screen.
Oh.
The problem is the code appeared on the big screen into the third quarter. Yeah. What last night consisted of was us wandering the concourse, hanging out with the media crew for a little bit, and then wandering the concourse some more before leaving. So, Charismatic, that's my bad. My sincerest apologies.
It was great because my girl, she's a fan of Katie, and she was like, I'm just so nervous. I don't really want to, like, and I was like, it's fine. Like, it's totally fine. You don't even have to say anything. I will just go and say hello and get our seats. And then, yeah, so she kind of lucked out. But anyways, man, it was a sad night. I took my dad to the game. My dad just turned 70. And so we took him to the game. He's not really like a Kings fan or anything, but he just, you know, he likes sports. He loves basketball player. He like, you know, he just loves sports in general.
Sure, yeah.
It was just utterly disappointing. I'm not the type of, I'm a pretty positive guy. I think I'm pretty similar to Casey on this team most of the time when it comes to just, like, my overall outlook on the roster, the talent, and just everything in general. But last night, man, it was tough. It really did break me. I don't think I'm going to be going to another game this year. I'm probably just going to chill on them and just watch to see what happens. Mm. But something I noticed is that I don't know if maybe just noticed this last night and because I was there, but DeMar did not warm up at all during the round. He was seated on the bench for, I'm pretty sure, the entire shoot. Maybe I missed it. Maybe he did some stretches, did some other things, but he literally was sitting the entire warm up. So I thought that was odd. I also thought, do you guys think that with some of these guys who did stick around, DeMar, Domas, some of the other guys, do you think that they, in seeing the way that the franchise handled De'Aaron's request last year, and I know that's a new front office, it's new people, do you think that they kind of got it in their minds, like, that they can just kind of pull that same thing and just kind of say, like, okay, well, you know, De'Aaron sat there and told him where he wanted to go, and they just up and did it. So, guy like Domas, I could see him kind of in that in his mind too, like, well, I'm just going to go ahead and do that too.
Man, Charismatic, that's a good question. That's a good question. That's a fair question. Maybe they did. they better learn two things. You ain't De'Aaron Fox.
Yes.
And De'Aaron's contract situation at the time of his trade was very, very different than yours.
Yeah.
And you got paid, congratulations. That has tethered you to this organization, whether you like it, and quite frankly, whether we like it.
Yeah.
And so you can live up to your contract, or you can just piss and moan and pout, because it's not easy to move $48 million anymore. And if you want evidence of that, we tried to trade $18 million and couldn't to multiple organizations. So if you think we're just going to up and trade 48 because you're unhappy, sweetheart, that isn't going to work.
And I know we talked earlier about, like, we don't have to talk anymore. There's nothing to talk about. But for DeMar, for Domas or Levine, what do you guys want to do? Do you want to go home? Do you want to go home? Because this is getting ridiculous. This is really getting ridiculous. Do you want to go home until we can find you a new home? Or do you want to play?
I just can't imagine leaving your teammates out to dry like that. Like, you got Nick Clifford. He's 2 months old in the league. You got Russell Westbrook, who's 37, who's playing on one of his last teams. And you got Keon Ellis, who's desperately trying to earn a contract and a place in this league. And you get that.
Right.
From the guys that you are, from the guys that you have expected to be the pillars of professionalism on your franchise, you get that.
Right. Once it, and like I said, it's crazy that that's where we're at. But with what's gone on the last three or four games, do you want to go home? DeMar, Domas, Zach. And let us orchestrate stuff behind the scenes to try and get you out of here. And you don't have to pick up a basketball, at least in the Kings facility, until we get that taken care of. That's how bad it is. That's how little fire these guys have shown over the past week and a half. But we got to ask the question, do you just want to go home? How embarrassing is that? Man, I'm not even saying this is like, oh, I'm as good as a professional. I'm not saying it like that. Just a competitor. I would be so embarrassed that people are even thinking this of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Toughest part is, I don't think, like, I don't know, like, Domas hasn't hit the bench. I don't think DeMar's going to hit the bench. Insert player. Like, I don't think there's going to be any real drastic changes here. I think Doug's got to figure it out with what he's got right here.
Doug is holding on to hope, I think. Probably like you and I were before the season started.
I understand, Doug.
I think Doug thinks this isn't DeMar DeRozan.
Right.
Whether this is DeMontis Sabonis or not, that's another question. But Domas, 16, 17 years in, this isn't him. Not in Toronto, not in Chicago, not in San Antonio. And I think, I don't know, maybe Doug is having enough conversations with these guys where he feels like it was positive and we can move forward. But the hope is, you know, this is still, because Doug feels like he can win every game. Yeah. And obviously his goal is to win every game that he coaches. And DeMar DeRozan is still one of the Kings' best players. DeMontis Sabonis is still one of the Kings' best players. And it's going to be tough for Doug, which is why tomorrow will be so intriguing. It's tough to go, yeah, I don't trust you anymore. Because once trust is,
yeah,
once you lose that, it's on both sides, it's really tough to get back. And he has to make the decision, like, there's already depth issues. He already has to go, yeah, like, I'm not giving you guys a chance to get us in a deficit. Yeah. Drew Eubanks is starting. You can figure out how to get in on the flow of the game. I'm not giving these starters a chance to get us in a deficit. Nick Clifford is starting. It's your job to follow the tempo that these guys set. and I'll put you in the game. And if you can't, I'll take you back out. Yeah. I'll start treating you like KZ Akpala and Chris Duarte and these guys who had all these short leashes with Mike Brown.
We'll give you guys them senior starts.
There you go. There you go.
Was it a mistake by this front office to, I guess, not look more to trade DeMar? It seems like coming in, they just viewed DeMar as someone they wanted to, I guess, help the culture, and just someone they viewed as being here the next year, whatever his contract is. So should they have actually looked at trading him? Because to me, at this point in his career, DeMar DeRozan doesn't need to be a guy who's a top three player on the Sacramento Kings. He needs to be helping out some aging contender or something right now.
We don't think they did, but we don't know that they didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. So Matt, I thought, did a really good job of laying out what the plan is moving forward, what the Kings' plan is moving forward. To answer Jesse's question, it would have been fascinating to know what was the plan when Scott Perry got the job. Like, what did you think? I'm sure plenty of people called about DeMar DeRozan. We didn't think DeMar DeRozan was going to be here. At the end of last year, I asked on this show, so it's a foregone conclusion, DeMar DeRozan is gone. And all of us, me, you, Jesse, James, Kyle, everyone was like, yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't fit. We think Scott Perry felt otherwise. And not because he's here, because of conversations. But what was his plan? Was the idea that DeMar and Zach can work if I get them Dennis? Was his idea DeMar and Zach will work with Domas and Doug here full time? Or was his idea, I'm not interested in making any grand changes right now. Everyone said we need a point guard. I'm going to get us a point guard. I'll get us 2 point guards. And we'll figure everything else out from there. The Jonathan Kuminga thing pops up. He engages in conversations. Price isn't what he's comfortable with. He walks away from it. Says, all right, call me in February. Because you're going to.
Right.
I mean, we talk about 12 games in. You've benched Jonathan Kuminga. Draymond Green's throwing people under the bus. Then you go out and beat the Spurs on a night. Two of their players have a triple-double. So it's like, all right. Well, that clock has started too.
Yep. I wonder, you were on this early.
You want to hold that thought?
Yeah.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll
also
come back.
I got a question for you, too.
We'll take our last commercial break of the day, folks. We'll come back. We'll go commercial-free till the top of the 4 o'clock hour. It's D'Lo and Casey here on ESPN 13.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to hydro.com code fit and save up to $600 on your next hydro. Hydro.com code fit.
20. You talk about dying on a hill.
I'm telling you. He's great.
I don't think he is.
You said the Kings were going to win 40 games, and this is your worst take. Goodness gracious.
Oh, man.
Before we, you have a question.
Question in the comment.
Before we get there, though, this is confirmed, so I won't look dumber than I already have this week. Brock Purdy will return as San Francisco 49ers starting quarterback versus the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday, according to head coach Kyle Shanahan.
Let's go. So
Brock Purdy is back. Mac Jones has done a hell of a job for the San Francisco 49ers.
Salute.
But it's definitely time to have QB1 back, and it'll be interesting to see him go up against a pretty bad Arizona Cardinals.
Salute to my boy. He's my boy. I've done a full 180. It's my boy, and I got respect for him. Shout out to my boy, Mac Jones. Great job holding it down.
180 doesn't even begin to describe what you're doing here.
Great job holding it down, big dog. Mac 10, great job. But now the captain needs to come back.
Yeah, and that's essentially what Kyle Shanahan said. He said the pain is gone. There's he said there's no point in wasting time. It's time to go.
Yeah, that's time to go. It's the stretch run. The stretch, they got five games here with, off the top of my head, it's the Cardinals, Panthers, Browns, Titans, Colts. I need 4-1. I need 4-1.
Okay.
I need 4 out of those 5 games to be wins. And this is the stretch run to make sure you make the playoffs.
Charismatic says, Mac Jones and Drew Eubanks have officially become Casey's boys this season. Well,
settle down with Drew Eubanks. Settle down with Drew Eubanks. Although I like Drew Eubanks.
That's Russell Westbrook's boy.
He don't get my boy status. That's his boy. Okay. That's Russ. All right. That's Russ's boy.
Well, no, I mean, they've been running that two-man game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think drives Russ crazy, but it works enough to where he keeps going to it.
Drives me crazy, too, because with all due respect to Drew Eubanks, who's doing fine, I'm like, stop passing to this guy. Like, shoot it.
Russ is throwing him a couple alley-oop opportunities where it's like, Russ. Come on, man.
It's a you shoot it. Drew, while I like him, he doesn't get my boy status. Mac is my boy. I was wrong about Mac Jones, and I've enjoyed the way he's played, his grit, his toughness, the way he's just been there for the team during this time, man. He's done a really good job. And this NFL quarterback. Mac is an NFL quarterback who should be in the league for, you know, another 8, 9, 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job.
Thought or question? What do you want to start with?
We'll go with the thought.
Okay.
So it's going to anger you. Well, potentially it's going to anger you.
All right.
They play like crap last night. They've been playing like crap for the past week.
Mm-hmm.
And it overshadowed the fantastic job that the design team did with that court and those jerseys. Those are fire. The jerseys are fire. The court is beautiful. Even to the point where, I don't know if you can necessarily, I saw it on a picture, that's all I know. But on the sideline, like how you're watching the game on TV, mm-hmm. you see in the middle there's a little lion and there's a, it looks like a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beam. Mm-hmm. They got the Golden One Center right there on the sideline. Man, the court is fire. That's a beautiful, beautiful shade of purple.
It is. I like that shade a lot.
Everything, it is fire, and they ruined it.
I considered a second 18 when I saw that.
Yeah.
Then I thought, okay, that's ridiculous. I'm not getting another one.
He might not even be here in February. But it's nice.
I don't care. It won't bother me.
I got to give you one before he goes, too. They don't have them in the stores. I checked the other night.
Why would that upset me?
Because maybe you liked it. That was beautiful. Like, it was a beautiful jersey, beautiful court. Everybody's doing their part except for the team
except
on the court.
Except for the team. I see.
We can't even enjoy that.
Okay.
Because we say quit.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. They can't take my joy. Like, it might make 2.5 hours out of my day not fun watching them play basketball. They can't take my happiness, man. I'm past that point in life.
Not anybody.
Y'all can't take my happiness. I will look at you for what you are. You're bad at your job.
Yeah,
what I'm going to do is I'm going to be great at mine. And if me being great at mine is discussing how bad you are at yours, that's not my problem.
Nah. I look, after that game, I went on and I watched USF versus Portland State. I was perfectly fine with it.
I bet it was a good game.
Not
it
really.
Was a USF lot better handled, than what you had to watch.
It was better than that, but USF handled business, beat Portland State, you know, handled business. Yeah. Long Beach State versus Pacific is on the iPad right now. This was from yesterday, I believe. The question.
Okay. No, Logan Paul should not be the Intercontinental Champion.
Doug Christie can't do this anymore, huh? And I'm talking about the press conference.
Yeah,
I'm talking about doing all that.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that earlier. I don't know what he does. Like, if what do you do tomorrow night? If it goes like tomorrow, I don't even think he'll have a thing tomorrow because they're in Minnesota. But I doubt anyone's going to want to talk to him.
They'll have a post game though.
Yeah, that's what. But so you go to the post game.
Yeah, that's when Katie asks questions.
I don't.
When they're out of town.
I don't know what you do. Like,
figure it out. That's all you can do at this point. You already used up your, we'll get guys in here who can get the job done line yesterday.
But
I did honestly.
But
I,
what I mean
did,
is like they he can't go off on the
he,
team again.
Yeah, he
like,
just
it's gotta be a regular press conference at this point.
Yeah, no, yeah, he can't. Like he's just gotta figure it out and just do regular press conferences now.
He's kind of pulled that ripcord.
I didn't love that he did that yesterday already, too.
I don't think it was planned either.
I don't doubt that he was actually like pissed off and all that, but it's just like you're going to be with these guys for at least a month. So, like, at least like you're going to be with this group so rather than call them out now. Like,
but they're coming off a 1-4 homestand where they were down 44 points to the Atlanta Hawks.
You're not.
That's a team that entering yesterday's game was a game above 500. This isn't Denver. OKC, Chicago, you know, the top teams in the Milwaukee. It wasn't that. It was Atlanta.
Yeah.
You were down 44 points at home. You were never in this game.
You're not wrong, but like when you say, like, oh, yeah, we're going to find guys, find who can be come in here and get the job done. Like, no, those are the guys you got right now. Like,
I'm okay that he did it, and I'll tell you why. No press conference, Katie, Kyle, whoever, is going to happen like that for the next week, because this road trip, what, like six games?
Yeah.
We're not going to see them for a while.
Right.
So he had to have a response last night.
Yeah, he couldn't just say, oh, it's tough when you, like, that game to that team.
Not in front of James and Jeremiah and Jake and Matt and those guys. Like,
I feel you, Jesse. I wonder
how the players are going to take that and just, like, I'm not blaming Doug. But
why does
so, like,
it matter?
Like,
right.
Well, just because you're, like I said, you got to figure something out with these guys, and maybe it rubs someone the wrong way because our coach is calling us out or whatever. It's just,
you know what rubbed me the wrong way, Pauls, was you not being able to play.
Right.
Like, Jesse, I completely understand what you're saying. I just don't know what else he could have done. Like,
I was gonna say, and what they gonna do? Lose by 60 instead of 30? Like, you guys got a problem with it.
Maybe I'm just asking if you should have waited a week or two more.
There's a point where Doug can be maybe a little bit more hood than anybody realizes. You bitches think I can trade you? Yeah. He going to have to go Denzel in training day. Y'all think y'all quit. What'd you say? We lost by 30, then we lost by 60? You think I can trade you to a team in this league? No, man, I can't. So you can continue to have your little silent protest if you want to. You can continue to throw a little temper tantrum on the basketball court. But know this, your ass is going to be wearing a Kings uniform. And the second I get when I get Keegan back and I feel like I have a better grasp, your ass can just sit. And if you think a contending team is going to call you, let me get mad enough. See, this is why there's a million reasons I can't coach. But the public relations part is a big, big reason why. Because let someone piss me off. Let me sit at the podium and go, yeah, man, I got guys out here who are playing selfish. They're quitting on their team. Look how good Chicago is this year as opposed to the years before. You take something out of Chicago and all of a sudden you got Vooch playing like Domas did 2 years ago. Right. Oh, yeah. Let oh, it can get worse. Doug's post game can get way worse than it got yesterday. Way worse.
I tell these guys if they got a problem with it in the locker room, you don't want to be here anymore. I don't want you here anymore.
Right.
But here's the other problem.
Yeah.
Nobody wants your ass either. Yeah. If they did, I would get rid of your ass today. Nobody else wants you. So what are you going to do? Once again, we'll go back to the question. Do you want to go home? Do you want to go home? Because if I could get you out of here, if I could trade your ass yesterday, I would have. Nobody wants your ass. So what do you want me to do?
DeMar, I would trade you for Bradley Beal's broken hip right now. And I can't. And I hate this, man. I like DeMar.
I like DeMar a lot.
He should not. Like, that last night was just so inexcusable. And I hate the idea that, and maybe they don't care. I mean, especially when you're in the league 16 years, maybe you don't care. But we lean, I am the first one to say, we, be it fans or media collectively, we lean on words like effort too much. Like most time, those guys are out there trying. Yes. Like they're trying to win basketball games. Last night, they were not trying. Last night, they stopped. Not at tip. Not at jump. Not at all. When they got down, they quit. We've seen this so many times in this city.
So how do we get from, what was it, a few weeks ago or whatever, maybe but right before the season, oh yeah, it's pissing me off what people were saying about this team to yesterday?
That's what I don't know. That's what I don't understand.
I don't know.
So fast. Like, this happened very quickly, too. Like, it's not just, oh, yeah, it's January, whatever. Things haven't gone well. Like, it's already yesterday's game happened. It's like, season might be cooked already.
So super quick. And once again, you mentioned it. I got love for DeMar DeRozan. I love his game, his career, his story, the way he speaks as a man. I got mad love for DeMar DeRozan. I got love for Sabonis. I don't have no problem with him or Zach LaVine. But once again, I've said it all day. I'll say it again. Listen to me and us when we say you quit. The alternative to us saying you quit is that you're just that sorry. I don't believe you're that bad of a basketball player that these teams just come in here and stomp you out night after night.
Yeah.
I think you're better than that.
Yeah.
So me saying you quit, it can't be the talent level. You're way better than that. You are a way more talented player than that. You may not be able to win the game. You may not be able to do that. But you're more talented as a collective and as an individual that you shouldn't be losing by 30, 40 points to the Hawks. The only answer for me is you quit.
Yeah.
That's tough. Disappointing, too. That's not anything. Ain't nobody over here at least making fun of that or joking about. That's disappointing. That's disappointing because you're talking to two people that thought you guys were, at the very least, if you weren't super talented or super cohesive as a group, you are above that. You are above quitting. That's what we thought. That's what we based our thoughts on. Mm-hmm. You're above that. Like, you may not be good enough, but you guys are going to compete. You're going to get after it. Man. Once again, got us looking like Boo Boo the Fool.
And if there's one thing you don't want to look like,
it's Boo Boo the Fool.
Let's talk to Buddha here, 916-909-1320. What's up, Buddha?
What's up, family?
What's up,
big dog?
Hey, how my boys doing, man?
Well, you know, I mean, it could be better, but it could be worse.
Hey, you say you living good, so that's the main thing. For
yes, sir.
Yeah.
What's up with you, big dog?
Hey, yo, I'm loving the conversation, but, like, yeah, I mean, we got to get it right, because, like, they definitely playing soft out there,
yeah.
But we was missing Zach and Monk and Keegan. That's a big piece of your team. But at the same time, like, yo, y'all definitely got to bring a little bit more energy, a little bit more heart, because getting blown out like that, even though I know the Hawks, they was long out there, paused. Like, they got a lot of wings, for real. So that's a major part of the situation. We got to get more wings. We got to get more length. But at the same time, like, I don't know, DeMar, like, you got to shoot more. Like, I don't know. Was Drake right about you? Like, you feel me? I don't know.
We appreciate you, Buddha. Buddha's feeling good right now, boy. Buddha's feeling good right now. Buddha's one of my favorite calls, man. He don't call every day, but he's one of my favorite calls.
Yeah, that's my guy.
I'm trying to figure out when that edible kicked in. He don't seem like an edible guy. He might.
No, he goes straight for it.
He goes straight to it. Doug called that game shameful. Can you imagine us doing a show and we walk out of here and Kyle Mattson looks at us and goes, "That show was shameful." Like, I can't even imagine. That man said it was shameful. Did you see the fast break point stat?
I don't think I did.
It was 33-8. 33-8.
It's always tough to talk about, like, athletes quitting and stuff like that because they're pros, but Doug damn near said as much after postgame.
Mm-hmm.
He knows it. That's why he's so pissed off.
Yeah.
He knows, like, this is not about whether you guys are talented or not or the makeup of the roster. It has gone beyond that. It is not the makeup of the roster. Hear me when I say I'm not saying it's a good makeup, but what we've seen the past week and a half is not the makeup of the roster. Mm-hmm. This is these guys' heart.
You think Doug has the ear of everyone in this locker room?
You know, if he doesn't, get them out of the locker room.
Yeah.
Because, look, I'm absolutely of the belief coaches can lose teams. I think that's a thing. 12 games?
Well, I asked too, because, like, the effort yesterday and, like, Doug talking about how they played and stuff, like, that's disrespectful, I guess, to your coach too. It's just, like, you're not out there for really anyone.
You remember, I don't even remember the two players. I feel like Domas was one. Maybe Malik was one. I don't remember. But there's a famous shot that was taken last year after Mike. It may have been during the win streak. It might have been after. But there's two players. I don't remember who they are. And Doug is hugging both of them. And you can see Doug in the middle and the players on each side, and he's got his arms around both of them.
It was, I think if we have the same memory or the moment, it was after the Heat game, and it was Domas and Keon.
Okay, Keon was the other one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
You remember, so everyone remembers that.
Yeah.
Remember?
It was a moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Is Doug not that guy? Is Doug not the guy in that? Hey, Doug, man, you know, Keegan really, you know, struggling from the three. What are you guys going to do? We're going to love him. We'll put our arms around him. We're going to tell him to keep shooting.
Right.
He can make that shot. We've seen him make these shots. Do we think that because the interim title was removed that Doug is a different head coach? The coach that they seemed to be playing for last year.
Yeah.
Do we believe that that guy is different? And this group has had the nerve to determine that within the first 12 games of the season? You guys have made a fool out of me once. You're not going to do it again.
No.
I don't believe that that's true.
Right.
I don't believe that that's true at all. This on them, not him.
And I don't want to say, never. I try not to say ever about anything. But I was thinking about this today when I was trying to figure out how I was going to articulate myself or articulate my feelings. I don't feel like this team could get me back. Now, they may not ever need to or whatever, but say they win, the schedule lightens up and they win 6-8 and get two games under 500. I can't trust you guys, bro.
Nah.
I don't care what you guys do. I can't trust you.
You're going to have to do something for 20-plus games for me to buy anything that's going on.
I can't trust you because you went beyond whether or not you're good enough as a individual or as a team. You went to, now it was a gut check. Now I'm looking at your heart. I'm looking at your makeup. I'm looking at what's in your veins. And I can't trust what I've seen. I can't trust that. Mm-mm.
1 of 6, 4 of 6, 4 of 9, 4 of 11, 3 of 8. Those were the field goal attempts and makes and attempts from the starting lineup.
Wow.
Now, granted, DeMar played 19 minutes because he quit and Doug saw it. Precious played 19 minutes, but that's kind of his number. Domas played 26. Russ played 22. Dennis played 25. I honestly think he sat Russ because he was just going to go with those bench guys. He was going to let Devin Carter get run.
Yeah.
He was going to let Keon keep playing. He was going to get, and shout out to Keon, who he played his ass off last night.
Yeah.
And I think Neek plays hard every night that he's out there. I actually thought Devin played
hard. Devin did too. Devin was
I'll have to watch Devin Carter. I'll have to do that thing. I'll have to isolate Devin's possessions so I don't watch that trash game again.
Yeah.
But he probably deserved more attention for the way that he was playing yesterday. No one shot the ball well yesterday for the Kings except for Keon. But Devin, his presence, particularly late, was noticeable.
Yeah, I thought Devin played hard. I thought he played with the level of physicality and aggressiveness that obviously Doug is looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Doug had me weak when he said, you know, sometimes you come in here, you got to talk about, I got to watch the tape. Well, I got to watch that tape again. Mm-hmm. I sat through it the first time. I don't need to watch that. I saw what it is. I will, though.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man. Doug had it.
And the other thing I was going to ask you, and it doesn't really matter, but are you surprised that Doug's sound bites and clips didn't go more viral and wasn't a bigger deal?
Particularly the ones from a couple days ago?
Just last night.
Oh.
Last night. Like, I haven't really seen that anywhere.
No, because I think the ones...
He's 55 years old. I can play better than what's going on out here.
Man.
He said, at least I got to use my fouls.
I think it was... I think Doug had gone viral already. I mean, I think you have... I think the aggregators are probably tired of Doug Christie. Because remember, he had the 4-0 line.
Yeah.
And then the keep the same energy thing... Which that has not gone good for anyone in Sacramento who's ever said it. Because I remember the last guy that said it, and it went really poorly for him.
People, it's like 6-7 the way people are using haters in the Sacramento Kings Twitter, Kings media, using the word haters ad nauseum.
Yeah,
a lot of people. I don't know, man. I was going to say, a lot of people would be quick to dance on somebody's grave. Be ready to do it. Ready to dance on somebody's grave. You may say, KC, you're the one talking about these guys quit. I do not feel good about DeMar DeRozan not playing up to his standards, or DeMontis Sabonis or Zach LaVine or whatever. I got to call a spade for how I feel and how I see it. But like we've said a number of different times, you said it. Man, I love DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
His whole story. I love everything about it. I hate that this is how I feel about the way he's played as of late. Oh, man, nobody like this.
Russ said last night, and Russ spoke at the podium for like 8 or 9 minutes. He said stuff
nice
like
sweater too.
This great sweater.
Yeah.
Don't think it's his, strangely enough. I don't think that's an honor one. If it is, it's in the Russell Westbrook only collection because I looked for it. He said stuff like this can pull you apart or it can push you together. Huh. And he said that, and I immediately thought, I don't think this team can be pulled together.
I mean, now,
I don't.
Now you've got to. I hate doing this. I don't like doing this, but now you got to draw back on history. When has Zach LaVine ever been pulled together on a team? Outside of Toronto, when does it feel like DeMar DeRozan was ever galvanized when things got tough. DeMontis Sabonis, when things got tough. Now, I've never seen these guys, when things get tough, galvanized together. They've been able to ride a wave when things are going good.
Well, when things get tough for Domas, he gets traded. That felt like a shot. I apologize. That was absolutely a shot.
I mean, not wrong.
It's my bad. That was uncalled for.
But just when things get difficult, even like maybe somebody says the same thing about Russ. I think it was tough in Washington, and they messed around and made the playoffs.
And
he galvanized.
Yeah, he played. He averaged a triple-double that year, man. He busted his ass.
When have I ever seen these guys, when the going gets tough, strap up the boots and get to work? I ain't seen it not once. They usually fade to black. That's what I have to draw off of, man, from what I've seen from their careers and seen them in the past. I've never seen them bounce back in a sense of, like, as a team, and, like, we're winning now, we're playing good. I haven't seen that. Maybe individually, maybe their numbers individually rebound and they start playing better. But galvanizing, like Russell Westbrook was talking about, galvanizing as a team, you're right, Russ. This is the moment when something like that will happen. I'm not sure you got the guys to bounce back from something like this.
Yeah, I just don't think you have. Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. You don't have guys who are built that way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
I guess, you know, the prevailing question all through the day has been, okay, well, what now? You know, Matt George joined us earlier and, you know, he did some reporting and laid out what he believes the Sacramento Kings plan might be moving forward. That's great, man. They play tomorrow. They may play Minnesota. They're on a 6-game road trip. You always hear stupid stuff like, road trips can really, really bring a team together. Like, all right, man. Like, cool. I'm expecting them to get blown out tomorrow. I can't envision anything else.
Well, I
don't have any reason to believe they won't.
That's the other aspect that we haven't even touched on. These teams, like a Minnesota, like a OKC, like a San Antonio, they look at you like food.
Mm-hmm.
They look at you fool. We about to get right tonight. Yep. You slumping a little bit? Don't worry. Sacramento's coming to town. They look at you like food. So disrespectful. So disrespectful. And they do nothing about it. Atlanta was like, yo, let's just keep the foot on the neck. They'll fall. Mm-hmm. They'll fall back.
Mm-hmm.
They look at you guys like food. Once again, in a basketball sense, in a competitive sense, I'd be so embarrassed that that's how people view me.
Mm-hmm. I hate how often we have to point this out. There isn't a single player on this roster that can't be traded. Not one. Not Keegan, not Keon, not Malik, not Domas, not Dennis, not Russ, not Zach, not DeMar. Like, everyone on this roster can be traded.
Yep.
It's just not likely to happen anytime soon. So these guys are going to have to figure out a way. I don't know what Doug's message could possibly be. Like, I'd be fascinated to know what the conversation was today, what the conversation was on the plane, what the conversation was. Like, I don't know if they practiced today before they left. I'm not really sure what they did, but I'd be fascinated to know what the conversation was the first time they all got together. Now, I'll say that saying a lot of times we react in a very different way than they do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have Doug Christie's reaction. We have Russell Westbrook's reaction. That's it. I think Domas spoke. Maybe a few other guys were available at the locker. I didn't really feel like listening to Domantas Sabonis. We could pull that clip up. I have no idea what he said last night. But we know what Doug's reaction was and what Russ's reaction was. Those two reactions at the podium were very different.
Yeah.
Not the same.
Yeah.
Doug was obviously frustrated, angry, visibly angry. Russ was more composed. Russ was talking like a guy who lost the game on his birthday, and it's like...
Russ said, you ain't going to hold my birthday.
He's not. No, James said, happy birthday. He was like, oh, man, thanks. Thank you. Like, he was like, yeah, you ain't going to shake Russ. But two very different reactions. When everyone gets in the same room, what was the conversation? Because, again, we look at it this way. These guys may legit just look at it like it was a bad game. If I'm Doug, I'm pointing out, fam, you've had four of them.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Like, you've had four of them. You know, the crazy part, this team has three wins, right?
Yep.
Utah was by one. What was the second one? They beat the Bucks by two. They held on to win that game. And in the Warriors game.
Like two, three, or four, or something like that.
They've won three games, maybe by single digits, if you add all three of them together. Yeah. The only reason I'm questioning that is because I don't remember the Warriors one. Warriors was 5 points. Hmm. Bucks were two.
Seven.
So they've won three games by a total of 8 points because Utah was one. They've won three games by a total of 8 points. That's how close this team is to being 0-11. That close. Because the other games aren't in question. 33-point loss. 14-point loss. 27-point loss. 31-point loss. And what?
They lost so bad to the Thunder, they can't even come up with a scenario to be in the NBA Cup. That's about 30-some point. You ain't winning no tiebreakers.
I forgot about the point differential.
You ain't winning no tiebreakers in that situation.
They got an NBA Cup game tomorrow. They might finish with the worst NBA Cup point differential in history. I think OKC clinched the one seed in that game by beating Sacramento right. So bad. They got a spot in the finals after beating Sacramento by 31.
Did you see? Oh man, I wish I would have kept it. Did you see Bobby Marks tweet?
Somebody put that in the chatty house earlier.
I know Matt retweeted it.
And I missed it. Bobby doesn't tweet a ton, so we should be able to find it.
Bobby Marks per ESPN Insights. The minus 105 point differential in the last four games is tied for the worst differential in a four-game span in the franchise's history since 1991.
Congrats, guys.
Minus 105 in the last four games. It hasn't been this bad in a four-game span since February of 1991. Are you kidding me? There have been so many bad teams
that come
in this city. And this team damn near sets the record once again. Should be embarrassed.
This team with two Hall of Famers on it. Mm-hmm. And a guy who's been all NBA two of the last four years. I can't remember, but yeah. Okay. Well, I have great news.
What's that?
They don't play tonight.
Let's go!
You can come to the KRS-One concert and hang out with us at Harlow's.
Pull up on us, man. Doors open, I think it's 7:30.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. We might actually get to talk football tomorrow. Eddie Gonzalez will be with us tomorrow. I know that for sure. I noted this. I kind of tucked it away. I actually tucked it away for Friday. The Athletic wrote an article about the most impactful moves in the NBA this century.
Ooh.
And lists are always fun to talk about.
Yes.
So we'll do that. DeMar DeRozan to the Kings didn't make the list, guys. Neither did the De'Aaron Fox trade.
Damn. No LaVine.
Do we want to revisit this? Wait. We're 12 games in. We've played this song one time.
No, we can play this song. We just ain't going to be bopping and dancing.
At this point.
Once again, the theme ain't going nowhere.
Okay, thank you.
I get it. I get it.
Well, because like before it was like, oh, okay, they're just losing. Now it's, oh, they quit.
Okay,
it's
so
like,
look.
So it's like, hey, the Sacramento Kings got a win last night.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, I was about to say, do we just do that? Not no verse, not no light the beam
man,
on it.
We're playing
that's
the song.
Really sad.
We're playing the song with no verse.
Yeah. Or do we have parameters? Does it not get played again until they get?
Yeah, you got to set a standard.
Three games closer to 500.
You say
the Kings are.
We might not hear
500. Light the beam.
We might not hear it again this year.
Yeah, I don't know.
How about we do this? Because I'm with Mark. Mark says, take that damn song off the board. Sorry, Young Zell, we're sincerely sorry. Make a different song that had nothing to do with the Kings.
The beam ain't going nowhere, though.
No. Beam don't need to go nowhere.
The song.
We're going to say goodbye to the song. But we'll know. If there is ever a time to bring it back, we'll know. And if everybody's feeling good, we'll come in. Hey!
There we
Sacramento
go.
Kings get a win last night.
Yes, sir.
They're only four games under 500.
How are you so bad? You ruined
that's it.
The
that's
theme
it.
Song.
That's all we need. We can do that every time.
No, I'm not doing that every time. No.
Got it.
No, we're not going to do that every time.
All right, people.
We'll know when it's time. Yeah, we've finally dimmed the... Sorry, Zell. And stop retweeting it, Zell. We can't retweet it anymore.
Carlos Boozer Jr. went for 30 last night. Hit the music.
Zell,
oh, next time. Maybe we light the beam for college prospects.
Now we're on to something.
Yeah.
Now we're on to something.
Mykael Brown Jr. was balling out against Kentucky. Let's light the beam. Maybe the Kings do that. Maybe the beam gets lit for when A.J. DeMond stabs a great game.
Oh, that very well may be the case. One thing you could do, win or lose, is open a bottle of Baker Family Wines. Baker Family Wines are available at Nugget locations in Granite Bay, Roseville, Rockland. Dusty's actually going to be in the Granite Bay location coming up December 3rd. We'll talk more about that in the days and weeks to come. Join Dusty's Clubhouse for exclusive releases and tasting room specials. Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com right now. Again, you can pick up bottles at the Nugget in Roseville, Elk Grove as well. In Granite Bay, also checked select Raley's and Bel Air locations. We'll be back tomorrow. Eddie Gonzalez will be with us. It'll be a fun show on a Friday. Brock Purdy is back.
Yeah.
We'll get you ready for week 11 of the NFL season. We'll see you tomorrow here at 10 a.m. on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, nobody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.